We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now on the Day at a Hungathon is really one of the great rockers of all time, from the Hollies, from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, his own solo career as well. And that is the great Graham Nash. Graham, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Excellent. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Excellent. Doing real well. So, tell us a little bit about, you know, your involvement. And I want to get a little bit into your career, too. But tell us a little bit about your involvement in the Hungathon.
I first became aware of it with my friend Pete Fornatel, who, of course, passed away a few years ago, who was a great DJ, as you well know.
Yep.
And he put me in touch with Bill Ayers at the Hungathon people, and I got involved. I did, a show with David and Stephen at the United Nations building. I did a radio show from Los Angeles where we raised about $300,000 for the kids. It's shocking in this world of so much that, 40 million American people go hungry every single night, and that's 12 million kids every night go to bed hungry. Imagine that in this country. Amazing. Anyway, I love what they do, and I'm here to support it, as you guys are.
Wow. Well, that's great. That really is. No question about it. Now, can I ask you right now, what exactly are you doing with yourself these days, Graham? Are you still in the studio doing anything? I mean, how about that?
I just finished my third tour of the year about 2 weeks ago. I'm now going to take Christmas off. I have a couple of things that I'm doing, but I'm going to take Christmas off. And then I think my next tour starts in March of next year.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I'm still writing and still, making plans to make the next record. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and I'm creative. I mean, my life is wonderful.
You know, I got to ask you a little bit. I want to ask you, going back, because I'm a big rock guy. I go back to your days with the Hollies and some great stuff. Stop, 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 On a Carousel. I think those are two of your songs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But how did you get how did you make the move from the Hollies to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? How did that all, well, first it was without Neil Young, but how did you get to that point? Who asked you? How did that come about?
I was visiting Los Angeles. I was visiting my girlfriend, Joni Mitchell. I went to her house in Laurel Canyon from London. I thought Joan was going to be alone, and that was going to be nice for me and her, but I heard other voices in the kitchen, and it was David and Stephen. And I must admit, we smoked a big one. And David said to Stephen, "Hey, play Willie that song that we've been doing." Now, you see, David had been thrown out of the Byrds.
Right,
And the Springfield had broken up, and David and Stephen were trying to get like an Everly Brothers two-part harmony kind of thing together. And they played a song that Stephen had written called "You Don't Have to Cry." They got to the end of the song, and I said, wow. First of all, this was in Joni's living room in Laurel Canyon.
Wow.
I said, "Stephen, that's an incredible song. Do me a favor, sing it again." They looked at each other, they shrugged, and they sang it again. They got to the end of that second performance, and I said, okay, bear with me. I'm not crazy here. Sing it one more time. In the first two times that they sang the song, I learned the words. I learned how David was standing. I learned how he was breathing. I learned how Stephen was ending and starting sentences musically. And on that third part, we had to stop singing in the middle of the song because it sounded so ridiculous. We had no idea what that blend of vocals, where we took our three voices and turned them into one, what that did. And Joni was the only witness.
And that's on the first album. If I'm not mistaken, You Don't Have to Cry is on the first album, right?
Correct.
Which is a all-time classic. So your girlfriend was Joni Mitchell. So here it is. You go to this house, and here are four of the all-time rock greats in this house. And you guys are just all having fun. You know, you're doing a little number there and, you know, that other kind of number. And then you're singing. I mean, that's nuts. That's unbelievable.
It is. It is unbelievable. But the power of that vocal blend was I realized I would have to go back to England and leave the Hollies and leave my equipment and my money and my family and go and follow this sound. That's how much that sound, that's how important it was to me then.
Wow. That's great stuff. We're talking to the great, the legendary Graham Nash. Of course, it's Hungerthon 2018 here on The Fan.
And, yes, it is.
And Graham, you're a huge part of this. Well, let me just ask you, what else do you do for the Hungerthon, Graham? I mean, obviously you're doing a lot, but any other things that you do? Maybe some concerts with, as you say, Stephen and David?
I don't think that Stephen and David and I will ever sing again together.
Really?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Really?
We're not talking. I mean, I'm talking to Stephen and Neil, and, you know, Stephen and Neil are talking to me, but we're not talking to David.
Oh, okay.
That's the way it is. But, I mean, you know, we have to help as we can help. And, you know, we've had many shows where we've had invited people to bring canned goods and give it out to the hungry. Why Hunger last year raised a record $1.1 million for hungry people. And like I said, don't forget that 12 million kids go to bed hungry every night.
That's crazy.
Imagine that.
In the United States alone, you're talking about.
In the United States alone.
That's crazy.
Hard to believe.
It really is. It really is stunning. No doubt about that.
So people should help however way they can. You know, you can change the world with the smallest action.
You've performed everywhere, right, in different arenas all over the world, all over the country.
Sure.
And I know Joe brought it up earlier about performing at the UN. What was that experience like performing at a place that has had so many, you know, historical world leaders go there, make important speeches? What was performing in that setting like?
It was incredibly wonderful for us. I mean, it was the United Nations General Assembly building, for God's sake. You know, that's where Khrushchev started pounding
right,
his shoe.
Right.
In that place, it was wonderful. We had you know what? That was the day that we found out that we got to go to Berlin. We heard that the wall was coming down. We did that show with Michael Hedges opening for us at the General Assembly building. And the next day, we flew to Berlin to try and chip down and bring down that wall.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is really amazing. Again, we're talking to the great Graham Nash. And I got to go. So can I ask you, now you say you don't talk to David Crosby anymore. Can we expound on the reason why? Or we can't talk about that?
No, we can't talk about that.
Okay.
I just don't want to get into it. You know, it's over. And, you know, even if we never sing another note of music together, look what we did in the last 50 years.
Oh, you guys are one of the greats of all time. Give me one song, Graham, whether it's a Holly song, whether it's a Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young song, one of your solo stuff. I got a song for you that I probably a lot of people don't know about. I think it's a great song from, I think it's from a solo album of yours, Military Madness. Say about 70, maybe 71, that song, something like that.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it was on my album, Songs for Beginners.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, you know, the truth is, you know, I'm thrilled that my music has lasted this long, but it's a pain in the ass that we have to keep singing stuff like Military Madness and Immigration Man that were written so long
right,
ago.
Right, right, you did that too, right?
Seems so relevant today.
Yeah, well, that's no question about that. But give me one song that Graham Nash says, man, you know what, this is the song that always sticks with me for all the great music you put out there. Is there one?
Yes, there is.
And it is?
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
It is that, right? Which is kind of the signature song of the band, right? Probably your signature song.
It's not only that. It's a brilliant piece of music. I thought, you know, when Stephen first played me that song, I looked at him, I thought it was from Mars.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's an insane song to take four individual pieces of music in different keys and different rhythms and connect them all into the suite. Brilliant.
Mm. Now, am I correct that song's written about Judy Collins? Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. There you go. Interesting stuff, really. What else can we throw at us here, Graham, that we can talk about? How about your days with the Hollies a little bit? Because I mentioned, you know, so much great music you had with them. You know, I mentioned Not a Carousel, which is a tremendous song. Stop, 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 Bus Stop. There's so many different Carrie Ann. We could go on. I mean, because, you know, everybody thinks about you with Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Neil Young, of course, later on. But the Hollies had so many great songs, as you know, in the 60s. I mean, you guys were a great band. How about that?
Yep. Yep. We're old.
Well, I'm old. If I know all this, Graham, you know I'm old. You know what I mean? I'm right there with you, Graham. Don't worry. You're not alone.
That's right. The Hollies cut their first hit record in 1963, and we never looked back since.
Yeah, yeah, great stuff. Really is. Well, Graham, it's an honor to be able, as an old rock and roll guy like myself, it's an honor to be able to talk to you. Really is. And again, one more time, just talk to us one more time about the World Hunger and the Hungathon.
Well, this is what you can do to make a difference in people's lives. Like I said, 40 million Americans and 12 million kids go hungry every single night. Here's the Why Hunger hotline. It's 1-800-5-HUNGRY.
Mm-hmm.
Donate. You can do it. You can change someone's life. Hungathon.org. And as I said, the hotline, 1-800-5-HUNGRY.
Graham, I appreciate it. It really was an honor talking to you. And
very welcome, both of you.
Thank you for all the music, and thank you for all you do with the Hungathon. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Keep going, kids.
Appreciate it. The great Graham Nash.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.